Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. KSJE is supported by San Juan Regional Medical Center, a community-owned and operated hospital, here for you when you need us. From emergency care to routine checkups and screenings, caregivers are here and ready to provide the safe, high-quality care you need close to home. Online at sanjuanregional.com with the latest health information and resources to help you live life better here. Ten minutes past 8 o'clock. It is Monday morning, November 22nd, 2021. Good morning, everybody. I'm Scott Micklin. Thank you for tuning in to KSJE 90.9 FM, over the air, of course, here in San Juan County, New Mexico. If you're listening in Durango, Colorado, you've tuned in to 103.3 FM. And if you're listening anywhere else on the planet, you're probably streaming our signal from KSJE.com or your smart speaker. Good to have you along, everybody. Welcome also to our viewers, because this is a visual radio program. The video is streaming live this morning out to the KSJE Facebook page, our YouTube channel, and our Twitter account. We're glad that you are with us this morning as well, everybody, because coming up, a special Monday visit from Jamie Church and the Farmington Chamber of Commerce. We usually, if you're paying attention, visit with Jamie on Tuesdays, but this is special, so we're talking with her today. So that's coming up in the next few moments right here on KSJE. Then we'll talk technology with Lewis Campbell later on this hour at 8:50 a.m. You can stay tuned for that. And next hour, of course, it's Roving with the Arts, our classical music program. Mick Hess is featuring music from Haydn today on the show, so join us for that coming up next hour after the news at 9:06 a.m. Don't forget, in addition to Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter, you can connect with us on our Instagram page as well. And if you're a podcast person, I know Jamie Church is a podcast person, you can check out KSJE's podcast. Subscribe for free on all your popular podcast apps, wherever you listen to podcasts, places like iHeartRadio and Spotify and Pandora and Apple iTunes and Google Podcasts and lots of other places. So check them out, and you can find out more details about our podcast from our website at ksje.com. Outside our studios this morning, it is a sunny Monday morning. 54 degrees is our high temperature for the day. Right now we're at 27. We're going to have a clear sky tonight with a low of 27 degrees, but then maybe a chance of a change in the weather forecast. Chance of rain showers on Tuesday with a high of 54. Maybe some rain or snow overnight. Tuesday night, 39 degrees for an overnight low. And more chances for rain and snow on Wednesday with a high of 50 degrees and an overnight low of 20 before things clear up again. And we have mostly sunny skies for the remainder of the week and the weekend. Well, let me turn to my guest who is here with me this morning, Jamie Church, as I mentioned, here for a special Monday visit on KSJE. Good morning.
Good morning. You know, I'm going to be all off this week.
Right.
Because this is Monday.
I know.
And I'm normally on Tuesday.
Right.
And then Thursday's Thanksgiving.
Right.
So that's a day off. So I'm just going to be completely messed up all week.
But all
week. Good morning.
But glad that you're here.
Thanks.
And
I'm
thanks,
glad to be here too.
Thank you for coming in. And it's all getting ready to be a busy time for you.
Yes.
It's already busy. I know.
I know. When is it not a busy time? But you're right. And it's a busy time for everybody as we head into this holiday season, but especially with the parade coming up.
Yes.
Right.
The Farmington Christmas Parade.
That's right.
Which will be happening. It's always the Thursday after Thanksgiving. Folks
yes.
sometimes forget, but it's coming up on Thursday, December 2nd.
Correct.
Downtown Farmington, 5:30 to 7:30.
Roughly, yes.
Right?
It kind of depends on how many entries
yeah.
we have and floats. That's what determines the length of the parade. But I can tell you that as of Friday, which was the entry deadline,
right.
We had quite a few. So this will be, I'm guessing, at least a two-hour parade. So
bundle up. Yeah.
Great minds think alike, Scott.
Right.
So our theme for the parade this year is Ringing in Christmas. And thanks to our main sponsor, which is M&R Trucking, we have 4,000 bells, silver and gold Christmas bells, that we're going to be handing out, one bell to each child along the route.
4,000. I just want that number to sink in with 4,000. Everybody.
4,000.
Thank you, M&R Trucking.
That's right. So our theme back in, I don't know, probably September when I started thinking about the parade, I was, you know, what should we do? And we couldn't have a parade last year because of COVID. So this is the last parade was in 2019, Christmas parade. Mm-hmm. And so I thought, well, what could we do? And something different. And so we came up with this idea of the ringing in Christmas and handing, you know, having all these bells. And so thank you, M&R Trucking, because 4,000 bells is a lot. And then our chamber red coats, and they're our ambassadors. They do the ribbon cuttings. We had our Christmas party potluck last week, and we put ribbon on 4,000 Christmas bells.
Okay.
So,
wow.
Yes, because we need something for the kids to be able to hold on to ring the bell. So then we had to go buy, I must have probably had 5 trips to the store to buy ribbon. I kept just going and buying ribbon. But the bells are all strung with ribbon. And so the way this is going to work is that we have volunteers that are going to be walking the parade route and giving a bell, one bell to each child.
Okay.
Now, I will say we only have 4,000 bells. So when they run out, they run out. So we really are going to be giving them to those kids that are probably, you know, in the 5 and to
the younger kids.
Yeah, the younger kids. No teenagers, no babies. But just little
kids. They can ring the bell. You want them to ring the bell.
You want them to ring
during the parade. Yeah.
And so the whole idea is that kids and children are the spirit of Christmas, and they are going to ring in the Christmas season. So then as we get towards the end of the parade, we're going to have you announce that, hey, really ring Santa. We're waiting on Santa, and he will come as soon as you guys ring those bells as you know, as loud as you can. And so we're just imagining what all that's going to sound
up and down
like.
The street.
Yeah,
which
I think
is
it's pretty exciting.
Part of the cool part of having a parade in downtown Farmington now is that the PA, the announcing and the sound goes all up and down Main Street.
Yes.
And so when I'm announcing or anybody else is announcing, they everybody along the route can hear what we're saying from the stand. And that's great.
So we are very excited about it. I have, in addition to M&R Trucking, also the city of Farmington helps out so much with this, with the police protection and everything. And we do want to, safety is just number one on this.
Right,
it is a nighttime parade. And we do ask that people not sit in the roundabouts, that they leave those roundabouts clear, because we have limited the length of the floats or the trailers to 40 feet. So they can't be any longer than 40 feet. But when you're coming around, you're not going around the roundabout. You're going straight, but you still have to go around.
Right. You have to turn a little bit.
Am I making any sense?
Yes.
You still have to turn.
Right.
So they're right. As you
and
go
you need to be able
street.
To see where
you
you're going.
To be able to see. So we just are asking people. And we will be coming along, and if they're sitting in those in the roundabouts, we are going to ask them to move, just because safety, as I said, we just want the holiday season to start out with just so much fun and the spirit of Christmas and all the kids to have a good time. So it starts at 5:30. It runs west, so along Main Street and downtown Farmington. Starts roughly at Artifacts. I mean, the parade lineup is by the at Butler and Main, but parade really gets going.
Right.
The start is right around Artifacts.
Which people would consider the start of downtown, if
right,
you will, right?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So start of downtown. So
yeah.
And then it'll run west past Citizens Bank. And so so you don't want to wait till 5:30 to get there. You want to make sure you have ample time to get parking and find your spot. And
get your bell.
And get your bell.
Right.
So thanks again to the City of Farmington and the Farmington Chamber Redcoats for all of their help. And we have some volunteers from the VIP program, which is the really neat program where kids that do community service projects and can earn some money for their schools and their clubs through VIP. So thank you to VIP. And then, of course, the Farmington Chamber of Commerce. We are the sponsor of the parade or organizer. So really excited about it.
Right. And it's a lot of moving parts, as we've heard you explain.
It's a lot of bells in my car
all
the time.
Oh my gosh.
You should see my car.
We could hear you coming.
Oh, my goodness. It's got full of bells or, you know, it's just...
So I would say at least by 5 o'clock, the parade starts at 5:30. At least by 5, you're going to want to have your spot, because if you're handing out bells ahead of time, you're going to be doing that at 5 or earlier.
Even earlier, right. So, you know, you just want to, you don't want to be rushing, and you'd want to have some time to find parking, because obviously you can't park on Main. And so they block off, they barricade for safety. And so just... You know, if you can come down even earlier and have dinner downtown, there's some great restaurants downtown. Some of those, you know, many of the merchants will still be open until like 5:30 or 6 on the day of the parade. So it's a great opportunity to do some Christmas shopping, go to dinner, and then you're not rushing. You're ready to go. And then So that is Ringing in Christmas, and again, it is Thursday, December 2nd.
There you go. And I know there is kind of a coordinating event at the Civic Center. It's Festival of Trees that week as well.
Yes.
And I believe the Christmas tree lighting is
yes,
after the parade?
Yes, that will happen. No, actually before. So we had a little tweak in the schedule.
Okay.
And
all
so
right.
as these things are, yeah. as they do, which okay. is probably good because the parade is going to be a
We don't know when
that's
going to end
right.
necessarily. So.
So they're doing the lighting of the Christmas tree. Mayor Nate Duckett will be mm-hmm. down and kind of starting the Christmas season off. So that'll be at 5 o'clock. I'm glad you mentioned that. 5
okay.
o'clock at Civic Center Plaza where they'll do the lighting of the tree. And then you can just walk right over and get ready for
to
the
block
parade.
Away. Mm-hmm. There you go.
Exactly.
And I know all of our downtown boosters and downtown association will say there is plenty of parking off of Main Street.
There is.
Within
there is.
A half a block of where
yes.
you want to be.
There
so.
Are so many public parking lots and places to park. So you shouldn't have any problem finding a spot. The Festival of Trees, which you mentioned, they will have anybody who's doing a tree, those will be set up before the parade. So they're going to be in the downtown windows, and so they will be up and lit and ready to go because it's a perfect opportunity
right.
to highlight those trees. And then the very next day, the 3rd, there is a Focus on Farmington Coffee in partnership with the Festival of Trees, and it is at Artifacts at 8 a.m. So we do the chamber, we do those Focus on Farmington Coffees every month, and the Festival of Trees committee approached me about could we combine their coffee event
Nice.
And our Focus on Farmington Coffee. So that is the 3rd. And
at
Artifacts at 8.
Yeah.
Yes.
8 a.m.
That's right. Yes, at 8. And then that night, of course, is River Glow, which
right.
is along the river and the Burke Park area with the luminaries. And then
right.
the next night is the big San Juan
big
College
luminaria display here.
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
So
exactly.
there's a lot happening. And
Farmington puts all their
yes.
holiday events in that first week after Thanksgiving.
I know, it's interesting.
And then,
but there is one event that's happening the following week, and that is our big Business After Hours.
That's right.
That is sponsored by the Levitt Group, and that will be, and the Courtyard by Marriott. So that will be on the 8th, Wednesday the 8th, and that is the one where we do the big food drive for Echo. So we ask for every can of food you bring, you get one ticket to be entered in for prizes.
Mm-hmm.
So that is a really fun event. We look forward to it every year. Again, last year we really missed it because we couldn't have it, but it will be on Wednesday the 8th. So that is something that, you know, isn't happening in that first week.
Right.
Which
one
is good for
thing.
Me. I'm kind of glad.
True.
But I need a little break.
And that Business After Hours, it's at 5:30
yes,
at the Marriott.
At the Courtyard by Marriott.
Sponsored by the Levitt Insurance
mm-hmm.
Group.
Right.
And so just bring some non-perishable food
yes.
for the food bank, and
yes.
that gets you in the door and
right.
Entry for maybe some door prizes
right.
you're giving away.
And I know that for Echo, this is one of their big food drives of the year is this one. And so we do encourage you to bring lots, you know, cases and cases of food. We know families this time of year, it can be really stressful. So we want to support Echo in that food closet as much as we can. So,
right. Very
yep.
true.
So that's going on.
That's a lot.
It is a lot.
That's a lot.
And then it's all over. So then I can just hibernate
no,
the rest
not,
of December.
Because then January you're going to have more stuff happening.
Well, yeah, but
yes, for the month of December,
December.
That's
mm-hmm.
it for the chamber. And that's,
right.
that's important. But let's talk a bit about some of the things you did in November, too, and October, because those were pretty amazing events, including
right.
the Women's Summit that I wanted
that's
you to
right.
talk about just a bit. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Because I've heard great things about it.
Thank you.
Sold out event. And folks were very excited, lots of great information mm-hmm. shared, and so
right.
kudos to you for
Thank
the
you.
Live and virtual event that you
right.
had.
Right, and we were, you know, this the Women's Summit, it's the Four Corners Professional Women's Summit, and this was a chamber event, and we started it in 2019, and then had all Zoom, all virtual in 2020, and so this year we were excited to be able to come back in person. The response was overwhelming. The growth from what we had in 2019 to what we had in this year, 2021, was huge. We had an amazing amount of sponsorship support on this. And so the event itself was just was flawless. And yes, we did have a virtual live stream. Thank you to Greg Allen for being there and helping us to live stream this so that people could attend by Zoom. Our speakers were amazing. And we had a full day of just inspirational stories. Our theme this year was overcoming adversity, but we also had Chief Steve Hebby come in and talk about career and, you know, law enforcement, which is predominantly still a male career field, and he talked about women in law enforcement. We had a fantastic speaker from Albuquerque named Carrie Rose O'Connell. She's with New Mexico Women in Film, and she also owns her own marketing company, and she was just so entertaining, and I think we're going to have her back. The response we got, and then we had local speakers. We had Linda Rogers. We had Shauna Reeves. We had Carrie Thompson from Four Corners House of Color. We had Nikki Unsicker and Heather Holmes talking about financial literacy and financial planning and what is your legacy, leaving your legacy. And that's kind of how we ended the day. But it was Nikki Unsicker with the Unsicker Law Firm did a fantastic job on that. And then, of course, our beginning speaker, I don't want to leave her out, Christina Urdizek, who's an author from Durango. And so we just had such a variety of speakers and such a powerful day. And the response was so overwhelmingly positive. So we're already planning for next year.
Right.
Our planning committee's met. We have a date. Now we're reaching out to our speakers and looking to continue to expand this. And so just very exciting it went as well as it did.
Very cool. Well, congratulations.
Yes, thank
again.
You.
And again, all positive. And
yeah.
I know a lot of folks are still talking about the messages they heard from the Women's Summit. So
right.
I think that's
and
great.
It was what we always are amazed, well, always, we've only done it 3 years, but it's always amazing how the speakers, without any organizing from us or planning, one person's presentation will build on what the person before did, and that's all just happens on its own. And I think having a theme obviously helps
sure.
that, because you have a theme that you're doing, but just all of the speakers, how open they are and transparent and honest. And that's what we heard from the 2019 Women's Summit as well, is just people were very open and honest. And you didn't feel like it was this, you know, it wasn't a PowerPoint. You weren't having all these slides. And it was just really great conversation and really powerful day. So looking forward to next year.
Very cool. Well, again, congratulations.
Thank you.
And I just want to point out, I think with this event, the parade that we're talking about, the business after hours that we're talking about, we get to come together as a community together.
Right.
And we didn't get to do that all of last year.
Right.
And so that's another reason to celebrate,
I think,
safely.
And chili in October. We had chili in
October.
First Saturday in October. And
that's
that
true.
Was a live event, obviously. Yeah.
It's so exciting. And for me to be a part of the parade and to see people lining the streets again and being
right.
out with their families,
that's right.
been
it's
great
huge.
To see.
And I know there's concerns. I mean, I know
sure,
I watch the news. I see that what's happening with the numbers. And I really, you know, I know what's going on with healthcare. And we want to be able to celebrate these events that we kind of took for granted that
sure.
couldn't happen in 2020. Well, we're also trying to be respectful and we're also trying to be careful. And so, you know, we encourage people to do whatever they feel they need to do to be safe. And
right.
if that is not attending and maybe listening in or however, I wish we could. Can people listen in to the parade?
I don't think that they...
No, not yet. Not yet, okay.
We're working on that. Stay tuned.
I know, you could just hold my phone and then
yeah.
really... Anyway,
but... Well, I know that in the past, I think the library has tried to live stream.
Oh, okay.
And so there may be some opportunities that night. We'll share them if we can figure that out.
Right.
It's maybe not the optimum. You know,
right.
it's from someone's phone.
Right.
But, you know, if you can't go, it's better.
Right.
Than maybe nothing, but we're
right.
certainly working on that, and I think it would be great. But we just want folks to be safe, of course, and
right.
you know, if that means for you and your family wearing a mask while you're standing there, that's
great.
That's
fine. Yeah, absolutely. And we have two grand marshals. We have co-grand marshals. Mayor Nate Duckett is one of them, and then we have a group of volunteers with the Junior Civitans. They're going to be carrying a banner thanking all of the healthcare workers.
Nice.
San Juan Regional and also healthcare workers, just thanking those healthcare workers. So they are our two co-grand marshals. And then we are really celebrating the outdoor recreation industry and the with all of the, we probably have about 40. Now,
wow.
I'm going to get all the names wrong.
Okay.
It's the ATVs and the UTVs and the side-by-sides and the rock crawlers. So they're
okay.
going to be interspersed, you know, in and among all of the other floats. Because
nice.
We really want, and I'm hoping we might even have a mountain bike group. I haven't heard yet if
okay.
one came, got their entry in last week. But
we're That's
really
going
to celebrate that. And those are fun. And it just makes for a fun parade, and they're going to be all lit up. And then, of course, the night wouldn't be complete and the parade without Santa at
right.
the at the end.
We see him in the picture right there.
That's right.
So he'll make an appearance.
He is the guest of honor. If we ring our bells.
He'll be there.
If we ring in Christmas.
Okay.
But you're right. I mean, I think people are so ready to be getting out to some of these events, to be doing all the things that couldn't happen in 2020. And even with Thanksgiving, getting together with family, because
mm-hmm.
last year that was something that was not really encouraged with out-of-town family.
That's
so
true. Well, and now I think we know enough about the vaccines and they're available and the boosters and all the, and it's open to everybody now that we know enough to manage our own health, I think, fairly well.
Right.
And we encourage folks to do that. And we've said that vaccines, I think, are a good way forward. But if folks have a question, talk to your doctor.
Talk to your doctor.
And find out what's the best route for you.
Talk to your healthcare professional.
Yeah.
You trust your healthcare and your doctor with all of the other healthcare decisions you make. So this is
that's
no different.
So that's what we're saying. But anyway, it's great to be back.
And we just want everybody safe and, you know, wear masks and, you know, just come down to the parade and have a wonderful time. And then all these other events, walk along and look at all those trees for Festival of Trees and enjoy the luminaries on Saturday. And they're, I mean, it really is a wonderful, like, kickoff to the whole season. And then shop local. So I want to talk a little bit about that.
You should.
Too,
that's true. That's important.
I run the Chamber of Commerce. And so I am big into this. So
well, when you shop local, the item isn't stuck on a ship out in the ocean somewhere. It is on the shelf at the local store. You can take it home and wrap it that
day. That's right. So there are so many ways that you can support your local stores. You can buy a gift card and give that so the person can come in and purchase it. You can say, hey, instead of doing a thing, we're all going to go out to dinner at one of the wonderful local restaurants, and we're all going to have a just a wonderful family dinner and exchange Christmas cards, or, you know, just it can be, there's so many things you can do. You can put together a gift where you go down to Artifacts because they have so many local things there that they, you know, they have olive oils and they have lavender and coffee and they have all these, you know, wonderful pieces of art. So you can do something there and then you can go to, you know, Walmart in downtown and you can buy something. And then you can go to one of the wonderful boutiques in the other end of town and you can put together a basket of gift certificates and different things. So that really helps these merchants, not just right now, but throughout the season. It gets people in their store to see, wow, I didn't know you had all these things in here.
Right.
I'm going to buy something else.
Yeah.
But I think you, if you put your, you know, if you really think about it, almost everything you're looking for, you could probably find locally. It, you know, it may take a little more time, but that's okay. These are your friends and neighbors who own these stores and restaurants, and so we need to support them. So
very true.
That's right.
Well,
shop
and by,
local.
I like those ideas of going out to dinner because then you're creating memories with your family and your friends that are really special.
That's right. So
we haven't been able to do that last year or so.
There's a brand new coffee shop in town. We did a ribbon cutting last week. It's called Encore Coffee. It's right down in the old paddock. I know. I'm going to mess up the street. It's on Auburn.
On
I think
Auburn.
It's 315 North Auburn. But anyway, super cute new place. We had a ribbon cutting and a focus on Farmington coffee there last week on Thursday. And what a fun place. I know she's got gift certificates.
Right.
So go in and buy a gift card and give that to, we have so many great local coffee shops. We have Oso Grande. We have Juniper Coffee. We have Durango Joe's.
Mm-hmm.
We have Encore. We have all these wonderful locally owned, they support the chamber, they support other things in the community. And so a great way to give those little gifts and put together a fun little basket and go out, do these experiences, go to the parade together as a family, go to the luminaries, and then all get together for hot chocolate or something afterwards. And it's just a wonderful time. It doesn't have to be, you know, listen to me. Let me get off my soapbox.
It's okay.
Shop local.
Shop
support
local.
Support your
That's
community.
That's the important thing.
Eat local.
That's right.
There you go.
And
That's
we know that the money that you spend when you do shop local comes back and supports other local things.
That's
and
right.
A higher percentage than if you buy something from off online something.
Right. So. And I know this isn't even to say that the larger stores, because we know that those larger stores are big employers here. And
That's
we
true.
Know that they are employing people that live here and work here and stay here and play here, all those things. So it's just more if you can try to find it where it's benefiting our community, then if that's, you know, a great first step.
Very true.
And just to be a little creative with your giving.
Very
your
true.
Giving.
And to tell you how old I am, I haven't been to the paddock since it was a restaurant. I don't know when.
I don't think I've ever been to the paddock. So
I'm excited to get back inside. I haven't
been
to the coffee shop yet.
It's really cute.
But I want to see what they've done because I just remember having a meal there. Gosh, I don't know how long ago that's been,
cute.
But someone will tell me how long it's been. But anyways.
And it's just always fun to see in a building that was not being used and was vacant being used.
Sure.
So that was a really fun ribbon cutting. And so then, of course, as I mentioned, we'll be doing another focus on Farmington Coffee with the Festival of Trees on December 3rd. And just to remind people,
and
those
are
free. That's at Artifacts.
Mm-hmm.
And those Coffees are free.
Right.
So if you are new to the community or you've lived here for 40 years and you just want to find out what's going on, you want to connect to people in the community, that's a great place to do it. And they are free coffees.
Yes. So,
but you have to follow, well, obviously your page because you usually share them. And then the Focus on Farmington Facebook page.
Right.
Has Focus on Farmington Coffee.
That's right. It's kind of related to the chamber, but different.
Kind of, but different.
Yeah, kind of, but different. But that's okay.
Yeah.
That works too. And the Farmington Chamber of Commerce page, Facebook page, has all of these events that we're talking about this morning and all the other things that are coming up. And so that's another great way to stay connected. Mm-hmm. And of course, listening to this show is
and
another great way to
show.
Stay connected
and
as well.
We get calls at the Chamber about craft shows. And I just want to say the best place to find out all of the events going on is to utilize the Convention and Visitors Bureau website, which is farmingtonnm.org, and you click on events, and it has all of them, including any craft shows. People have to submit their events.
Right.
So if they submitted it, it's there. The parade is there. River Glow is there. But as far as the chamber, I don't actually know about all the craft shows, where they are, when they are. And
there's a lot.
But if they submitted them, that is a great place. So you utilize that website because they really do a wonderful job of keeping that calendar up. And, of course, there's some great exhibits going on at the Farmington Museum right now, and they have a really nice gift store there as well that features things that are about our area. So another great place to go and
very
do some gift shopping. So
that's very true.
Yes.
So very good.
I know.
The one note I wanted to make about luminaries is, again, this year I know a lot of folks enjoyed coming and walking through campus to maybe see more of the luminary displays. We couldn't do that last year.
Right.
We can do that this year.
Yep.
So, again, you can
come and walk
through campus and, and check them out because there's some interior courtyard that you can't see from the road that get decorated as well. And of course, we're providing the music all night. So
that's perfect. No, my plan is to walk them because I think you can just really see it. And it's so peaceful and quiet out there. And so it's just, that's a really special, I mean, that's something that we have here that many communities don't have. Like, I'm guessing my son and my daughter-in-law and my grandkids in North Carolina, they probably don't have a luminary display.
I don't think so.
They probably have something else that's equally fun, but it's very unique to our area. And that's just a really fun time with family, and if the weather is nice, you know, it's a wonderful time to just bundle up and go see those. So we do some pretty neat things, and it is great to have them all back.
Very true. And I'm trying to think of the number of the luminarias this year.
Do?
I think it's the 43rd.
Oh, wow.
Is that possible?
And how many luminaries is it that they put out?
That's another great question, Jamie Church. And I think
is it 4,000? I'm sure it's more than 4,000.
Oh, it's more than 4,000.
I know. I was going to say, is it more than the Christmas bells?
Yeah, it's going to be more than 4,000. But I know they've changed. You know, to some are electric now.
Oh, okay.
Because you know, on the buildings, I think the insurance folks didn't like flaming candles on buildings. I know, right? Go figure, insurance folks. But
well, I guess.
So I think, you know, the actual lighted luminarias are maybe about 25,000.
Okay.
Does that sound right?
That sounds like a lot more than 4,000 Christmas bells.
Everyone will correct me if I'm wrong.
I'm sure you will.
43rd annual luminaria display.
Well, that's
pretty
impressive.
So
very impressive.
And again, all the volunteers at San Juan College, they've been filling, you know, and folding bags and filling them with sand. And
wow.
You know, this is the week that it really starts getting going, and next week as well. So we hope to see everybody here on campus and driving through or walking through.
And don't
on that
forget,
Saturday.
I think actually on the Friday after Thanksgiving and the Saturday, there's an art walk in downtown.
Right.
So
small
there's an
business
art
Saturday
walk.
Small business is Saturday after Saturday. Thanksgiving.
So that's the day to really, you know, I was just talking about this shop
local,
but that's the day. Shop is Small Business Saturday, and there's an art walk on the Friday night. So really, from Thanksgiving on, it's there's just ample opportunity to do something and get in that Christmas spirit. So lots of great things going on, and let's not forget about Thanksgiving.
That's
Poor
true.
Thanksgiving. It kind of gets forgotten.
Well, that's okay. No,
no, I mean, that's not okay,
but that we can gather with our families
and
give thanks and enjoy that, but then, you know, and eat.
And
that's
eat.
Right. Who doesn't love that?
So, I do.
Yeah.
But and if you are listening and you're not a member of the chamber, and you want to be, just give us a call at 505-325-0279, and we will get information because we really feel like every business should be a member of the chamber. And one of the reasons for that is that as we move into the legislative session, which happens after the holidays,
that's right.
And there are perhaps bills or legislation that is being considered, sometimes the chamber will write a letter of support for something, or actually we will poll our chamber members, and if they are not in support of something, if the majority of our chamber members are not in the support of some bill or legislation, we will also then write a letter saying that we are opposed to that. So the stronger our chamber is, when we take those sort of calls to action, or we ask for those calls to action, the stronger our chamber is, just the more our voice will be heard. The seat at the table is what I like to say.
Right.
When you're a member of the chamber, you have a seat at the table. If you're not a member of the chamber, then, you know, I'm still advocating for you. I'm advocating for small business, whether you're a chamber or not, chamber
That's
member
right.
or not. But when I know you and you're a member of the chamber and I see you at events, or I'm having a phone conversation with you, I have a much better sense of who you are and what your business is and what your concerns are than if you're not a member of the chamber. And it's exciting to me. We've had two members join that have been in the community for 20-some years. So Clancy's just recently joined after 20-some years, and Los Rios has joined
Nice.
The chamber for the first time ever. So for me, that shows we're doing something right, and even these businesses that have been in town for 30-some years are seeing the value
right.
of the chamber, and so it's just important. It's important for our community.
Very true. Well, and I'll put a plug in for KSJE, because
yes.
just like you,
yes.
it needs member support.
That's
we
right.
are a member-supported radio station as well, and I think folks are seeing the value that KSJE brings to the community.
Right, exactly.
And supporting us, whether it's a business or individuals or whatever, and we appreciate and we're so thankful for all that support,
right.
everyone. So again, we thank you very much for doing
well,
that.
And I think it's true. I mean, everyone was like, wants to know, well, how do I find out what's going on or what's happening, or, you know, but what you all do here with getting information out, but just when people don't sometimes think about what member supported means, and the chamber is member supported.
Right.
We are not, we work very closely with the city, but we are not part of the city. We are not part of Four Corners Economic Development. The chamber is its own entity. We are our own 501c6 nonprofit. And so we are completely member supported. And so that's why it's so important that to do all the work we do, just like you, to do the work you do, we need the support of that membership, and that's what makes our community stronger. So
right. Well,
can't say it enough.
That's true. And a lot of folks think that we get all of our money from the college, and we get some of it from the college,
mm-hmm.
but certainly not all of it. And so
right.
that's why we reach out to the community and apply for grants and other things like that to do the things and have the equipment and all the
right.
bells and whistles and not 4,000 bells, but a few bells. and cameras and things to get the message out to more people, because we think it's important to share information and be local about it, because
That's
as
right.
much as we love Albuquerque, not everything that they cover from the media in Albuquerque matters to Farmington
right,
and
exactly.
Northwest New Mexico. So
we need these where we can get the local information. We need those organizations that are going to be advocating and supporting local, that's their number one goal. And so for the chamber, I mean, that is what we are. We're an advocacy group. We are an association of small businesses and the business community. And so, and we do have members that are outside the area.
Sure.
And that's like the Women's Summit. It is a regional summit, because we understand, too, that we have a very regional focus, and we have to. And I think we learned that in 2020, that having good relations with our neighbors and good business sense, you know, business relationships going back and forth is really, really important when you live in an area like the Four Corners. So we want to continue to be able to build those relationships, advocate for our businesses, but we can do more of that the stronger our membership is. So
true.
There you go.
Very true. We are out of time.
Really?
We are.
Oh my goodness.
But
goodness gracious. Okay. Thank you.
It happens. Thank you. Happy Thanksgiving.
And I'll see you at the parade. Yes,
you will see
you.
Me at the parade next
I will
week.
See you at the parade.
But
yes.
have a great Thanksgiving with
thank
you and your family.
You as well.
Thank you.
You.
Jamie Church from the Farmington Chamber of Commerce, a great guest with me this morning on KSJE. Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.